Hello, John.
Hi, John. This is Molly from Local Splash. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, hi. Okay, that's good to hear. I'm not quite sure if you remember me. We actually spoke, like, last October 5th about listing the business on Google Maps. Then you mentioned that you're busy and you can't handle additional customer that time.
I still can't now, Neith. I mean, I've got too busy. I move over to real estate wholesaling, and the wholesaling and change direction on me, which I knew it would. It went over to rehabs now. So a lot of the real estate that's getting flipped is turning into rehabs now, and they want people to start fixing on the properties. I plan to want to make that happen with them, so that I don't have to skip trace the lenders. Once they lend them this money to fix the house, because they're adding it on to the loans and they're not fixing all the properties. So that skip tracing is a good thing for the business now, is where you can't borrow the money to fix up a house or buy the house with the money on it and you don't fix the house up. So a lot of them have moved into fixing up the properties, and come to find out they're all local people that I deal with already that's buying up a lot of these houses and stuff. And on top of that, we have the hurricane that just passed here a month or so ago, and that's a plenty of work out there, you know. So, I mean, I would love to put a business on there and generate more traffic and stuff like that, but it would be senseless to me to not even be able to manage it. If I had a secretary doing it for me, she would be hopeless to try to find out what my decisions will be, you know.
I can be your
most
secretary
of the stuff
remotely. I'm just kidding.
Don't be kidding, because with this wholesaling, I have it working like I need it to be working now, because I have a company now that I work for as well, that when these folks get the loan through the private lenders and all these other lenders, they're under inspection now, and you have to go out and take pictures of the property when they're developing them and seeing if they done work on the property, and if they've done work and they get more money to keep working, you know. I have that company there as well, so if I ever want to make a lot of more money, Monique, I could have you put that company on Google for me, but I'd have to make sure they understand how it's operating. But with the real estate slowly creeping in the way it is, it's easier and better to make the money like I'm doing it. It's letting them come to me for one or the other. Either you want me to manage the loan or the contract that you have, or you want work done on the property. And I think most of the work is coming. A lot of the work is coming more than anything.
You know what? I actually worked before as a cold caller in a real estate company. So I know how it works.
I really like to get acquainted on the systems that I'm building, Monique, because I've learned them from the bigger guys. I've learned a lot of this from Shark Tanks, everybody on Shark Tank. I've been messing with all of them. I'm coming down to business brokering with them instead of just product analyzing. And most of the time when you just analyze a product that they want to put on the market, I haven't spoke with any of them directly, Phil or any of them. But they need to make sure that they have marketing for these companies when they put the products on the market, and not just giving them a big warehouse full of their own products and to put in their stores, but to have different places they need to market their products as well, because everybody goes on Shark Tank them and stuff like that. They say all the time that I've sold some in this store and that store and everywhere else, but that's basically not really true, because they're still trying to get more production. If they would have been using their own production for the product instead of trying to get money for it, it would have came out a lot better. But they're not, you know. So I mean, they're just brainstorming on borrowing money to put into the company, and they'll be running the same system and all. They'll be doing this owing Cube and them their money back. Cube and them won't worry about nothing. But if you're paying their money back, if your product's selling or not, you know. So that's all they're worrying about. They're just lenders. So I'm into it way far than we could imagine, Monique, besides my contracting company. And like I say, I'm trying to take it slow with that because I'm getting some of these folks, they start out with one or two things on a job, and then before you know it, I'm going through the whole house fixing some stuff, you know. So it's not very easy for me to accept a one job and then say I'm going to be here not too long. And then I turn around, I've got four or five more calls, and I have to put these people on schedule, but I can't really tell when this one client is going to be finished. So it would take me almost 3 days for one client, the way I'm working now. And in them 3 days, I have picked up about five or six more jobs in those 3 days.